In this bulletin, China defends the death sentence of an Australian man for drug smuggling. The United States Supreme Court rules that workplace law protects LGBTI employees. And in the NRL, the Roosters beat the Bulldogs with an impressive 42-6 win. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. China says an Australian man sentenced to death for drug smuggling has nothing to do with the declining ties between Beijing and Canberra. Carm Gillespie was arrested in 2013 in the southern Chinese city of Guangzhou with more than 7.5 kilograms of methamphetamine in his checked luggage. He was sentenced on the weekend and has just 10 days to appeal against the verdict. Zhao Lijun from China's foreign ministry says China would allow Australian diplomats to protect his legitimate rights.
Everyone is equal before the law. Chinese judicial bodies handled the case independently, in strict accordance with Chinese laws and legal procedures. Australia should earnestly respect China's judicial sovereignty. The case has nothing to do with bilateral relations.
Mr. Gillespie's family has asked friends of the actor and motivational speaker not to speculate about the circumstances and say they're saddened by the situation. A US Supreme Court ruling has confirmed gay and transgender people will be protected from workplace discrimination and can sue if they're sacked over their identity. The court delivered its verdict based on the case of three LGBTI individuals who were fired for revealing their orientation. It's expected the landmark decision will offer protection for an estimated 8 million workers across the United States. Attorney Tom Yu says the vote is recognition for legal equality within the LGBTI community.
We are fighting and struggling with systemic racism, systemic discrimination, and that is a fight that absolutely must continue. There are too many voices that have been silenced or ignored for too long.
The World Health Organization says the theory that salmon packaging was behind a new coronavirus outbreak in China needs further testing. The biggest concentration of infections has been recorded in recent days after 2 months of no new cases, but the origins of the latest cluster in Beijing are unclear. The WHO's Dr. Mike Ryan says research has examined whether coronavirus can survive on packaging, but he's still unsure about the cause of the new cases.
But I will be reticent to be in a position where all packaging and other things would need to be systematically tested. I think we need to look at what has happened in this case. I don't believe it's the primary hypothesis, but it needs to be explored.
The family of an African-American man who was shot by police in Atlanta is pushing for justice as the fight for racial equality continues in the United States. 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks died on the weekend when a police officer shot him twice at a time when national outrage about police brutality is high in the US. Tiara Brooks is Rayshard Brooks' cousin, and she's calling for drastic change to hold the police to account.
The trust that we have with the police force is broken. And the only way to heal some of these wounds is through a conviction and a drastic change with the police department. But honestly, true justice will never prevail because we will never be able to bring back Rayshard Brooks.
A medical examiner has ruled that the death was a homicide. The United Nations top human rights body will host an urgent debate to discuss the current human rights violations in the US. The Africa Group is calling on the Human Rights Council to discuss systemic racism and police brutality against people of African descent. And in the first Monday night NRL game in years, the Roosters have beaten the Bulldogs with an impressive 42-6 win. Well, now the weather across Australia: Perth partly cloudy and 22, Adelaide showers easing 17, Melbourne a shower or two, mainly later, and 18 degrees, Hobart showers developing and a windy day 15, Canberra partly cloudy 15 degrees, Wollongong, sunny and 20. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, similar conditions, 20. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 24. Cairns, a possible shower, 28. And Darwin, less humid and sunny, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.